of God, the compassionate and the merciful. Good evening and welcome to this edition of JNN News. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, attended a joint commencement ceremony for the Army and Islamic Revolution Guards Corps cadets. Addressing the ceremony, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces said integration of science, faith and strong determination can bring about promising future for the human society. The leader said the abuse of scientific know-how has led the world into a dichotomy of the oppressed and the oppressor. Ayatollah Khamenei pointed out that the Iranian nation has resisted the illegal, that is, illogical calls to bow to the bullying powers. Later on, the leader inspected an ultrasonic pneumatic tunnel designed and manufactured by the RGC engineers. The high-precision instrument is of vital importance in designing aircraft and missiles. With the nuclear sit-down with the West on the horizon, President Ahmadinejad announced that Tehran would put forward a new set of proposals over its peaceful nuclear program. The president told the crowd in the southeastern city of Kerman that the newly devised package is tuned in to the major international developments. He emphasized that the package ensures peace and justice throughout the world and respects the rights of all nations in settling the international questions. President Ahmadinejad then stressed that the Iranian nation will never give way to any sort of imposition. Another scientific gain for Iranian fertility researchers is achieved at the country's first cloned goat comes to life safe and sound at Ruyan Institute in the central Iranian city of Isfahan. The breakthrough puts Iran fifth in the world when it comes to access the cutting-edge technology. The project is aimed at gaining the technology to produce regenerative medicine from genetically modified animals. In a related comment, the Washington Times has said, thanks to huge state investment in the field of infertility research, which has soared up to $1.2 billion, Iran will soon be listed as the world's top country in the field. Day two of the Iranian expatriates gathering in the capital city of Tehran saw the establishment of four specialized committees. The expat committees are to review and tackle the problems of Iranian expatriates. The get-together also discussed formation of special legal branches to settle legal issues of Iranians residing abroad. Launching a database for expatriates with military operations, that is, obligations, and providing them with special facilities, settling the cases of prisoners abroad, as well as scientific and monetary exchanges were among the topics reviewed on the gathering. On the margins of the gathering, two of the participants responded to questions raised by our reporter Zeynab Chakhmaghi on the occasions, on the reasons behind their presence back in Iran.
Beautiful. That's very nice that we could introduce Iran better in future with all our colleagues now in United Kingdom. Even now in the conferences that I travel all around the world now, it is a duty for us to introduce our country, our progress in all areas, you know. That's the first duty I think, you know, I should do it.
My purpose of coming basically is to come and learn and to see what can we give back as an Iranian. Second point is I believe that we as a generation that we have been out of the country, we could make a base for our own children. We don't lose our children to various parts of the world, that they come back to Iran. They know their fathers, they came from Iran. They know what Iran is. And we do not lose our identity.
10 Iraqi police officers were killed and at least 22 others wounded in a massive suicide car bomb in the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk. The bomber targeted the men as they headed home from protecting an oil installation and had moved to overtake them before the then rammed the bus and caused an explosion. Wednesday's attack was the worst in Kirkuk since December 11th, when 55 people were killed and 95 others wounded when a suicide bomber targeted a restaurant near the northern city, which is located 156 miles north of Baghdad. NATO airstrikes in the Watapur district in eastern Afghanistan left 6 civilians dead and another 4 wounded. The dead included a woman, a young girl, and 4 men. Afghan presidential spokesman said the government would react seriously to these kinds of unfortunate incidents in the future. Civilian deaths caused by U.S. or NATO forces have long been a sore point for Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who has pleaded with international forces to reduce the number of innocent Afghans killed in operations. Critics of President Barack Obama marked National Tax Day Wednesday with Tea Party protests that Republicans are calling the birth of a grassroots opposition. Organizers promised hundreds of protests across the country against Obama's big spending budget proposals. Obama says his budget will jumpstart the economy out of recession, but Republicans warn the country will instead sink beneath its debt burdens. The protests took place as Obama marked nobody's favorite date, the April 15th filing the deadline for annual U.S. income tax returns. For the first time in Iran, scientists simultaneously performed a heart and 2 lung transplant operation on a 12-year-old girl. That, according to President of Shahid Beheshti University of Medical Sciences, Mohammad Sadeghi, in a conference in Tehran, who added that 9 successful surgeries of simultaneously transplanting both lungs have been performed in Iran in the past Iranian year. Also, head of the Research and Educational Center of Masjid Dansh-Vari Hospital, Ali Akbar Vedayati, said the teenage patient is in a stable condition following the breathtaking operation. He further said that 70% of lung transplants in Iran are successful, something which, as he underlined, equals the successful cases of this complicated operation in developed nations.